This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
At 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, Profound Pioneers will be showing the LA-ish documentary by Los Angeles film director Saki in the Arkansas Union Theater on the University of Arkansas campus. This documentary examines the lives of 14 artists who moved to Los Angeles to pursue their musical aspirations. The film ventures into their private and artistic lives while they pursue their dreams. Following the film, there will be a discussion with independent film director Saki Baum and a few other experienced students to talk about the definition of success in a competitive industry and the importance of having a plan B. For more, you can visit multicultural.uark.edu.
Grant Tennille, Executive Director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, will be on the University of Arkansas campus Friday to exchange ideas with students, faculty, and staff on closer cooperation to promote investment and economic development in Arkansas. Tennille will deliver the inaugural lecture in the Sam M. Walton College of Business MBA Distinguished Speaker Series at 9 a.m. Friday inside the auditorium of the Donald W. Reynolds Center for Enterprise Development on the university campus. His talk is entitled Education and Economic Development, Two Sides of the Same Coin. Students, faculty, and staff are invited to a briefing by Tennille and other commission directors on the state's priority sectors for investment and development. The briefing begins at 10:30 a.m. in the Reynolds Auditorium and will include time for questions. Refreshments will be served at 11:30 to encourage networking and further exchange of ideas. For more information, you can visit waltoncollege.uark.edu.
Many children's seats are installed incorrectly in cars. The trauma team at Summit Medical Center wants to make sure little passengers are safe and secure. So they are teaming up with the Injury Prevention Division of the Arkansas Department of Health to sponsor a free child safety seat checkup event from 3 to 5 p.m. Friday at Walmart in Van Buren. According to AAA, motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death and injury for all children. When used correctly, child safety seats can reduce the risk of death by as much as 71%. If you have any questions, please call Patty Braun, RN, Trauma Coordinator at Summit Medical Center at 479-471-4354.
There are a couple of deadlines that listeners may want to take note of. Mitchell Williams, Selig, Gates, and Woodyard, PLLC, a Little Rock-based law firm with offices in Arkansas and Texas, is accepting nominations from Arkansas nonprofit organizations seeking consideration to participate as the companies take time to give primary charity for 2014. The program is the firm's community service initiative that provides support to Arkansas civic and charitable organizations through financial contribution, volunteer hours, and pro bono legal services. The selected organization will receive $25,000 in addition to advocacy and promotional support and resources throughout the year. To be considered for the 2014 primary charity, candidates must be Arkansas-based with services providing a statewide reach and impact. Nominations are being accepted through Friday. Visit taketimetogive.com for more information.
The Fayetteville City Clerk's Office is accepting applications for 14 openings on 8 boards and commissions. Applicants must be registered to vote in Fayetteville. Application forms are available at accessfayetteville.org by clicking on the Government tab, selecting City Clerk, and then Documents. They can be emailed to city_clerk@fayetteville-ar.gov or mailed to the City Clerk's office at 113 West Mountain Street, Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72701. Applications must be received by 5 p.m. February 28th. For more information, you can call 479-575-8328.